Newsday from the BBC World Service. Now, some good news coming out of Denmark over the weekend. A TV network there held what's thought of been the world's first telethon event to focus on climate issues. Organisers have raised enough money to plant nearly a million trees around the country. One of those behind the project is Lars Hazelberg van Jensen, the chairman of the Growing Trees Network Foundation, who joins us now. Welcome to Newsday.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. It must have been an extremely busy weekend for you, and a first, but the Danes seem to have gone for it.
Oh, yes, they really did. They really did. It's so amazing. We are so grateful and so happy and, yeah, so much looking forward what to come. Now it's started.
Yeah, and when will it start then? So you've raised enough money to plant nearly a million trees. I guess time is of the essence, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it really started some time ago. And I like to express sincere gratitude to the Danish Society for Nature Conservation and the TV2 channel who set up this major event that was calling for the Danes to participate. And now when the Danes really went for it, in this autumn, we will start to plant a lot of forest around the country, and that will happen on municipality land, church land, and land from the Danish Nature Agency owned by the government. And these lands were also many places supported by water plants, because most of the forest will be planted on top of important groundwater resources to help maintain clean drinking water. Same time, helping the climate and helping towards also crisis with the biodiversity.
And it's an incredible figure you reached, 2.4 million euros. Why is this an issue that has really struck a chord with the Danes, do you think?
The awareness with the climate challenges keeps coming in the news, broadcast from people like you and all over the world. And it's really calling on that we should do massive actions. And when TV goes out with an exponential initiative like this, reaching out, asking that everyone can make a difference, whether you are in a company, whether you're private or funding, whether you're an adult or a child, it's really reaching out that everyone can make a difference. And of course, that taps into people's heart and their love and concern for nature and the climate.
And of course, we've had Greta Thunberg shaming politicians around the world, drawing attention to this issue. The Danish government, do you think they're doing enough, or have you done this as a direct result of there being a lack of action in Denmark on this issue?
I think there's been a lack of actions in Denmark and, yeah, allow me to say, all around the world. And yeah, the Danish government are saying now that they want to do a lot more. But still, I think we should reach out to ask the Danish government and all governments and yeah, private people, companies, fundings all around the world that we have to come together and do something to solve this climate challenge together. That's really what the challenges are calling for.
Lars, I understand you begin every morning with a swim in your local river, which is clearly a sign the natural environment is important to you. Have you had your swim yet this morning?
Oh, yes, I had a lovely swim going out with my wife and our dog Puppet and connected to the nature and had a quiet moment. It was wonderful.
Oh, listen, thank you for joining us here on Newsday. We should all start the day like that. Lars Hazelberg van Jensen from the Growing Trees Network Foundation.